Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Melissa Ware, owner of Public Square Strategies, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Let's open with scripture. I'm going to read today from Ephesians chapter 4. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. May God bless the reading of His Word. Good morning. I'm your host, Melissa Ware, filling in for your usual host, Michael, today. Yes, we are back. We have been traveling so much over the past 2 weeks, and Michael's travel is still not over. He just finished up speaking all over the United Kingdom last week about the spirit of our politics, and he was at Taylor University yesterday, and he's in D.C. today with the Fangle Forum. And if you're headed to the Think Conference in Nashville on Thursday and Friday, you'll see Michael there, so do say hello. If you're new to The Morning Five, welcome. We're so glad to have you join us today in scripture prayer in the news of the day. And to all of our regular listeners, so glad to be back with you. So let's get to the news. The Supreme Court heard arguments on Monday in a case about homelessness and bans on where those who are unhoused may sleep. The court weighed the status of poverty and the civil rights of homeless people against the ability of cities to clear public spaces like parks and sidewalks to address concerns about health and safety. The case stems from a series of local ordinances in Grants Pass, a town of about 40,000 people in southern Oregon. Three homeless residents of Grants Pass challenged those ordinances in 2018, arguing that the city had violated the Eighth Amendment. Grants Pass contended that the Eighth Amendment was the wrong framework because it is typically aimed at punishments, not at laws. The Biden administration had joined the case, siding with neither party, arguing that Grants Pass's laws probably violated the Eighth Amendment, but the lower court erred by not requiring an examination into each homeless person's circumstances. In Mississippi, legislators there advanced bills to give voting rights back to 32 people convicted of felonies weeks after a Senate leader struck a broader bill that would have restored suffrage to many more people with criminal records. On Monday, lawmakers in the House and Senate Judiciary Committees passed a combined 32 bills. The bills were introduced after a House hearing on Wednesday, highlighted the difficulties some former felons face in regaining the right to vote in that state. Finally, let's talk about the $95 billion foreign aid bill that will most likely receive a vote on the Senate floor today or tomorrow and has a good chance of passing. On Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed this foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The package was passed in four separate bills, one each for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and another containing sanctions on Russia, China, and Iran, including the Repo Act and TikTok ban legislation. Each of these bills passed by substantial bipartisan majorities, with conservatives as the largest bloc in opposition. And just so you know, the Repo Act stands for Russian elites, proxies, and oligarchs. The Repo Act would authorize the sale of seized Russian assets. And as for the TikTok ban that was passed in this aid package in the House, here are some more details. The bill would give ByteDance up to a year to find a U.S. buyer for TikTok or face a ban. China's government has signaled that it would block any forced sale of TikTok by ByteDance. Members of Congress have already raised constitutional questions about the legislation, saying that it targets a specific company by name, and ByteDance is nearly certain to take up that argument in challenging the law. Supporters of free trade fear that the law could set a precedent for other nations to force U.S. tech companies to sell off their local operations. But on the flip side, the reason why lawmakers have been targeting TikTok, don't forget, is that American security and intelligence experts have been warning that American TikTok users' data could be harvested by Chinese authorities and that China could use TikTok as a propaganda channel in future crises. Let's end it there for today, and let's close with Dallas Willard's version of the Lord's Prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad. Because you are the one in charge and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. Thanks for joining me today. As always, the Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network and supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. See you tomorrow.